Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And I pray that our life for the better, stay in tune with the song that you choose. Lord, I pray that these words we are saying will bring joy and happiness to someone.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 or so minutes out of your busy Sunday to join with me and others as we consciously come into communion with the source of all that is the ground of being, God in us as us. And I'd like to wish everyone a happy Diwali. This is one of the major celebrations in the Hindu tradition, a celebration of victory over light over darkness, knowledge over ignorance, good over evil. It's the goddess Lakshmi who is celebrated specially. She's the goddess of prosperity. I remember when I was first learning in seminary the various different religious traditions, and we had to go to the various temples, churches, and mosques to experience the service. And I went to a Hindu temple. And coming from a traditional Christian upbringing, I remember being startled with all their various depictions of gods and goddesses they had around their temple. And as I was driving back home that evening, the realization came to me that it was no different from the Christian tradition, especially in the Catholic one, where they have saints and angels to which they pray to which they see as the intermediary before God. And when you come to understand that everything is an expression of the divine, that no one name or God or goddess completely is the totality of what we understand in our limited capacity of the allness of life. In the Hindu tradition, they have Brahma as the all-encompassing spirit or divinity that encompasses everything and everyone and every individual little god or goddess, or in our tradition, angels and saints. And so for me, when I decided to become an interfaith, interspiritual minister, it was an understanding that God is beyond the names, labels, and identities we choose to give him, her, it. But God is the expression of love personified in and through all of its creation. And that's my theme this morning, entitled Oddly Akin to Love. And it came from the quote that I shared yesterday. It struck me when I came across it a few weeks back, and I knew that I would speak to it in greater length. And Claire Bateman says there is a depth between us even now that our autonomy cannot remove, a bent towards something more than tolerance, older than kindness, oddly akin to love. Something deep within our spirit in the depths of our being. Something which can look beyond just tolerating another. Something that is even deeper than just what could be viewed as a surface expression or superficial expression of kindness. Something so deep, she calls it oddly akin to love. What is it that could be so deep within us that is like love? It's the oneness. It's the acceptance, it's the awareness of the interconnection of everything and everyone coming forth from the one life force that is unchanging and unchangeable. I recognize, especially of recent, no matter where we are on our spiritual journey, no matter how well we think we're doing or how much we think we are being loving and accepting, there'll always be the occasion when there is an individual or an experience that will challenge that. I was having a conversation with my dear friend Jose this week, and we spoke about how, in the basics, everything comes down to love. The message of Jesus, Buddha, the great saints and sages is all about love. And whilst we may understand it and even think we are practicing it, there are always going to be times when we truly are challenged to embody and express it. So whilst the message is simple and easy that we are to love, the deliverance and the experience of it can be challenging. And I'm mindful of my own particular struggles with this. I can honestly say that there is no one on this planet, or any planet for that matter, that I would wish harm or ill for. Because I know to do that is to wish harm or ill for myself. Because if I know that spirit that is everywhere present is in and through all things, why would I fail to acknowledge that in that person and wish them anything other than but the very best? And yet I'm still challenged when people come to rattle my chain or press my buttons. In good moments I might recognize that my ego is allowing it and put a halt to it. And in my less than enlightened moments, I may truly get wrapped up in my ego's upset and annoyance and frustration with it. And one of the things that I realized that I didn't want to just use empty phrases. I shared previously how a particular member of staff is being particularly troublesome. And the other day I was walking and I was practicing the Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And I said it over and 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 over. And I knew in my heart that these were just words that I was muttering. They had no feeling, no substance, no true sincerity behind them. And I questioned myself, how am I able to love? How am I able to turn the other cheek? How am I able to forgive? And I accepted that in that moment, maybe way down the line, I will be able to do such things. But in this moment, it was challenging me. But I knew what I could do with all sincerity and all honesty is that I could bless them. I could bless them and wish the best and the highest that God has for them. I could come back to the remembrance and the connection of our oneness. And as I wish the highest and best for myself, I could wish the highest and best for them. That didn't call me to have to love them. It didn't have to call me to embrace forgiving them or anything else. Because I knew that would come. Because always when we are doing the work, In the New Thought tradition, there's usually the expression, fake it till you make it. We see, even though it is not actual, we hold the intention, we hold the vision until it becomes a reality for us. Whilst this person is challenging me and I'm finding it equally challenging to love them, I can bless them. I can bless them, I can bless them, I can bless them. And when the annoyances and the irritations come up as they do, I can bless them again. As I am sending out thoughts of blessings to them, I know that I am blessing myself in the process. Thomas Merton, who is an incredible priest who died back in the late 60s, said, "Our job is to love others without stopping to inquire whether or not they are worthy. That is not our business. And in fact, it is nobody's business. What we are asked to do is to love, and this love itself will render both ourselves and our neighbors worthy." That is so profound. We don't need to decide or judge whether this person is worthy of loving. We don't need to decide whether they're good or bad. The sacred text tells us God makes the sun to shine on the good and the evil, and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. If the Spirit, the creator of the universe, is not judging, discerning, or discriminating, then why should we? And whilst, as I said, love is such a challenging word for many people, because over in the Western language it is so romanticized. We're not talking about eros, the romantic love. We're not talking about philia, the familial, the family love of friends. We're talking about the agape love. The love that is understanding, beholding, and accepting the universal presence that is in and through all of life, the Christ nature. Always I look to Jesus because he is my greatest teacher. And I recognize that he too was frustrated, irritated, annoyed, and angered by some of the people. But he still could bless them, heal them, feed them, give them the word of life, and remind them of their divinity. Remind them of the Spirit of God that is within. And so I constantly need to keep reminding myself of my divinity and the fact that God is in me and is them. So the spiritual work is never, never, never over. As I've said before, you don't eat once and think you're satiated. Neither do you shower or bathe and think that's it. It's a continuous process. My sacred text is from the Kariyanya Metta Sutta, translated from the Pali, and it's the Buddha's words on loving kindness. So with a boundless heart, should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded. The Buddha, in his infinite wisdom, truly is speaking to the depth of what we need to be doing. As too did our Jesus, who said that we were to love God and love each other. That was his commandment. And yet we are challenged. And so the reminder here is always continuously going to be, we do whatever we can to express the allness and the truth of our nature. We do not beat ourselves up. We do not think or feel bad because we think we know better or should be doing better. We accept where we are and do what we can. And each step that we take on our spiritual journey will bring us closer to expressing the fullness and the allness of our Christ nature. My poem by Sister Rosemary was a prayer that she wrote for Peace Day, entitled, or simply says, Fountain of Everlasting Peace and Healing Balm, wash over our wounds of war, violence, and hatred. Scrub deep the stains that destroy the fabric of your existence. Mend the tattered threads of the cloak of your majesty, the delicate web of the universe which is your life and love. A prophet of nonviolence you have raised up for truth, reflecting the source of your unfathomable wisdom, flowing from one great abyss of creation's glory. Open our minds to hear your voice speaking peace this day. Born from one cosmic egg, we are one family in you. Help us to learn forgiveness, kindness, tolerance, greatness of mind and heart, so that destroying all weapons of war, bearing all animosities and differences, we may hear the divine harmony of your love. Preserving our blue jewel earth planet, spinning the dance of a mother's infinite tenderness that draws all into unity in one compassionate heart. Bestow the blissful smile of sun and rain, which is your divine presence, making peace grow in our hearts as seeds for a new era, birthing the song of nonviolence, which blesses our world with peace eternal. I wanted to share that with you, because it is so speaking to what we need to be doing so that we can align ourselves with love, so we can align ourselves with patience and compassion and tolerance and acceptance for one another. My story that I want to share this morning simply says, Nelson Mandela said, after I became president, I asked one day some members of my close protection to stroll with me in the city and have lunch at one of its restaurants. We sat in one of the downtown restaurants and all of us asked for some sort of food. After a while, the waiter brought us our requests. I noticed that there was someone sitting in front of my table waiting for food. And I told them, one of the soldiers, to go and ask that person to join us with his food and eat with us. The soldier went and asked the man, so the man brought up his food and sat down by my side and asked and began to eat. His hands were trembling constantly until everyone had finished their food and the man went. The soldier said to me, that man was apparently quite sick. His hands trembled as he ate. No, not at all, said Mandela. This man was the guard of the prison where I was jailed. Often after the torture I was subjected to, I used to scream and ask for a little water. The very same man used to come in every time and urinate on my head instead. So I found him scared, trembling, expecting me to reciprocate now, at least in the same way, either by torturing him or imprisoning him, as I am now the president of the state of South Africa. But this is not my character, nor part of my ethics. The mentality of retaliation destroys states, while the mentality of tolerance builds nations. What so inspired me about that story is how truly Nelson Mandela expressed and experienced something oddly akin to love, that oneness and that acceptance of a fellow human being in spite of the treatment that he had received at his hands. And I'm mindful always of Jesus on the cross saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. To love, to accept each other, is a constant reminder to understand that people don't always and can't always express from their truest and highest nature, which is God in them, as them. And in moments when we can remember that, it will help allow us to be at peace and be free from the tyranny of our ego, feeling hard done by or hurt or disappointed. My signs and mine readings entitled Wired to Help. The first quote comes from Kristin Hunter, who says, "First, it is necessary to stand on your own two feet. But the minute a man finds himself in that position, the next thing he should do is reach out his arms." The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes' The Science of Mind, page 557. "As I love and cooperate with my fellow man, so does he love me and give his cooperation to me." The author writes, "Joe, a resident of Marietta, Georgia, noticed an elderly Vietnam veteran neighbor wheezing from emphysema while he was battling the overgrown weeds in his yard. Joe learned that if his neighbor didn't clean up the weeds, the county would take action against him. Joe mobilized his neighbors, who arrived with chainsaws and brush cutters, and the crew of 20 spent 3 days clearing the yard. One state over in Birmingham, Alabama, Waffle House employee Ben unexpectedly found himself working alone on a night shift. 30 hungry people were waiting to eat. He was trying to take orders, cook, serve, clean tables, and wash dishes all by himself. Seeing his predicament, a customer headed to the kitchen, grabbed an apron, and began washing dishes. Another came back to make coffee. Others bussed tables. Customer Ethan Crispo observed the scene while he waited for his waffles. Later he told a Today Show reporter, "Humanity truly isn't good, it's great. Humanity is great indeed, and we are wired to help and nurture one another. It is most times, I imagine, an unconscious acknowledgement of our oneness. Those who reach out to help strangers are living out the oneness that is part of our spiritual DNA. Furthermore, people feel good about helping each other. I believe that the helper gets more out of the help than the one being helped. It's a win-win. Grace is defined as the giving of spirit to its creation. When we help each other, we live in grace." My beloveds, as I'm always sharing with you my struggles to walk the spiritual path, I share it as a reminder and an encouragement that all of us without exception, are here to live this life that we were created for, to live in truth and express from the deepest parts of our being the love of which we are, from which we come from, and which we are supposed to manifest. And some days it will be easier than others, and some people will feel we are more deserving than others. But nevertheless, irrespective of however they show up, we need to show up doing what we can to express our truest and divine nature. We are wired for love. We are wired for connection. We are wired something oddly akin to love. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be conscious as we are breathing in, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. As you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe in slower. Deeper. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. My breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in oneness. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out love. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in oneness. My breath, I breathe out. Oneness. Inhale. Lord. Oneness. Love. Oneness. Love. Oneness. Oneness. Love. Hear from the cave, the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let us be intentional for ourselves for our week ahead. Let us see ourselves being, doing, having whatever it is that we need. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence, knowing that right where we are, your spirit, your life force, your power is. Knowing that there is nowhere where your spirit is not. Yours is the infinite intelligence, presence, that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. So as we come consciously to commune with you, we're surrendering our concerns, our worries, our fears, our frustrations. We're surrendering everything and anything that is not like love. And asking that our hearts and minds be open to everything and anything that is akin to love. May we remember when we are facing those that challenge us, that they too are expressions of your nature, your divine life, even if they are not expressing their highest and their best at that time. Let us look beyond appearances to remember that God is at the center and the heart of all of life, that you are unchanging and unchangeable. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. There is so much that is happening across our globe at this time, be it natural disasters with floods, hurricanes and fires, whether it be of man, his aggression and his need to dominate and be powerful, the people that are suffering as a result. We're holding in our hearts, for there's so much happening across our world. And so, Divine Beloved, when we feel this sense of overwhelm, we come back to the remembrance that God is all there is, that the divine intelligence that keeps the world, the cosmos, and everything in its place knows what to do and how to do it. And so we surrender all of our concerns and trust in you. That the hearts and minds of each and every individual will be open to the awareness and understanding of our interconnection and our oneness. That this truly is paradise, heaven on earth, if we allow it to be so for all of creation and not just a few. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For everything that is happening in our world at this time, with the pandemic, with the fears that have arisen, with the concerns and the doubts, with the mental health that people are challenged, the financial and the emotional mental crisis that they are facing. We too bring that and leave it before you. We're praying for a world that truly responds to the truth that there is only one power, one presence, one life. That is your life in and through us all. And that we live and express from this understanding and awareness. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you who are the absolute mystery, the unknowable. We simply surrender everything to you in this moment. We lay our burdens before you, and we are at peace. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm. I am continuously grateful for all of my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small wrists with your small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditation. Repeat after me our affirmation. As I help,
as I help,
I am helped in my growing awareness.
I am helped in my growing awareness.
An embodiment of my oneness with all life.
And my embodiment of my oneness with all life.
Our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without. Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumi quote for the week.
Everyone can distinguish between kindness and anger, but only the mystic can see that within the folds of kindness, anger often lurks, and buried in anger's heart, kindness lies in wait. So, my beloved, as we come towards the close of our Sunday Soul this week, just a reminder that we have our midweek prayer Thursdays, our 10 at 10, and my closing benediction for you. May we pray together, God, lover of life, lover of these lives, God, lover of our souls, lover of our bodies, love of all that exists. In fact, it is your love that keeps it all alive. May we live in this love. May we never doubt this love. May we know that we are love, that we are created for love, that we are a reflection of you, that you love yourself in us, and therefore we are perfectly lovable. May we never doubt this deep and abiding and perfect goodness. We are because you are. So my closing song for you is entitled Turning Over the Table, and it's by The Brilliance. Enjoy.
Thank you.
From afar it comes to nothing. Take my head, brother, we will stand. Open up your heart and find love is turning over the table, breaking all chains. When I see you in the street, Lord, be afraid. Turn over the table.
Enjoyed that as much as I did. That was the brilliance and turning over tables. Beloved, stay dry, and I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. Look forward to joining you again on Thursday for our midweek prayer.